What up, and welcome back to another episode of the Kids Court. Today we have some unfortunate news, some good news, and some recaps of the Nuggets versus Heat. So I guess we'll just get right into it. Some of the bad news first is that Julian and Sammy unfortunately cannot continue making podcasts, but I wanted to keep it up. So it'll just be me from now on. But Julian has actually started a new podcast called The Kids Pitch, and it's amazing. Go check him out on Spotify. I'd really recommend it. Give him a great review. But yeah, I think we'll just get right into it. I think you guys already know the Nuggets are up in this series 3-1 versus the Heat. It's definitely looking very favorable to the Nuggets. They're definitely the favorite team, I think. The Heat just don't really show a lot of grit right now. We can go over some stats for the most recent game, Game 4. The top performers for Nuggets were Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, and Jamal Murray. Like usual, they're all performing great. Aaron Gordon actually had the most points in this game tonight, 27 points, 73% from the field. And yeah, he was the top performer for the Nuggets, which... he did very well tonight. He definitely did show a lot of, you know, sense of urgency on the court. Moving on, the top scorers for Miami. Jimmy Butler, as usual, Adebayo. Usually, you know, we can see that from Butler and Adebayo. Butler had 7 assists, 25 points, and he was 52% from the field. Adebayo, 11 rebounds. And, yeah. Overall, the Nuggets are definitely the better team in the series, you know, just watching the games. I also think you guys would agree if you guys are watching the games too. You know, the stats from both teams, field goals for the Nuggets, 39 and 79, so 49% from the field. And then the field goals for the Heat, 35 and 78. So you can kind of see that difference. It's not too big, but it's just 5 points. Three-pointers. Nikola Jokic was actually doing very good tonight on three-pointers. He hit a few deep ones. That was pretty impressive to me. Either way, they shot 50% from three-point line, the Nuggets did. And then the Heat only shot 32%, which is kind of, you know, a little bit, that just shows you point differential and stuff. Super, super big. If the Heat could have been hitting more threes, I think that they would have, you know, tighten the gap. It was a 13-point difference at the end, 108-95. Nuggets take this game. And, yeah, I think the Heat just need to improve urgency. They are playing with, you know, a lot of physicality. I just don't think it's paying out or paying off for them. They do need to, yeah, you know, improve three-pointers and stuff like that. I think also they were getting super sloppy just throughout the whole game. They had a bunch of turnovers. I think, yeah, they had 15 turnovers. And then fast break points, they had 14, which is not a big difference. The Nuggets had 12. But yeah, I just think overall, the Heat need to improve big time on their physicality, you know. When they're down a few, or not a few, not even a few, like 10 points, right? They need to improve on how they respond to that. Take a timeout, maybe like, review what they've done bad, go back out there, and don't let that get to them. I feel like I was definitely seeing a lot of, like, they just kind of gave up, you know, after they were down by a few. They were like, oh, well, we can't come back either way, so we'll just go on to game, what is this, game 5 in Denver, which I don't feel like was a very good choice on their part, because now, the like, a life-or-death situation, you know? They lose, they're out, which would be kind of disappointing because we've already wouldn't be a super exciting playoff. Then the point spread in quarters, pretty evenly matched in the first quarter. Then you can kind of, or 21-20, Miami's in the lead at the end of the first. I think somebody hit a buzzer beater in the first for Miami. And then second quarter, you can kind of see this difference, you know, coming along. 30 points for Miami, 35 for Denver. And then here is where I think it got to Miami. 22 points in the third quarter versus 31 points in the quarter for the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets, I don't know how to explain it. You know, they kind of have more stamina, I guess I would say, than the Heat. The Heat just seem to get tired out very, very quickly. And I guess when the Nuggets do sub in, they have a lot more bench depth than the Heat. That was my, you know, like, perception of how things went in Game 4. Otherwise, I think both teams played good. I would definitely say Nuggets are favored by, like, heavily favored in Game 5. But we should see. Let me know what you guys think in the, you know, trivia or Q&A down below. But I think that'll wrap it up for today's episode. It's a short one today. And I think the next game is Sunday, I believe. And if not, we'll do one before or after then. Oh yeah, and before we go, I forgot to mention this. I know Bruce Brown did amazing in this last game. He posted 21 points, 8 from 11 from field goal, 3 from 5 for three-pointer. He was outstanding in this game. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Make sure to follow us on Spotify.